Hangout with Heather is brought to you in partnership with Sorbet Dunkeld and David Gilson Hair, because you all deserve to look your very best.
You are listening to Hangout with Heather. Hangout with Heather on Niche Radio.
Hello and welcome back to Hang Out with Heather, with me, Heather Hook, here with you once again on Niche Radio. Before I kick off with the show, I just want to say a very big well done to our brand new Miss South Africa, Adey van Heerden. I was excited to be at her crowning last week, Thursday. She was, of course, the first princess to our former Miss South Africa, Demi Lee Nell Peters, who was crowned Miss Universe recently. And obviously, as soon as you become Miss Universe, you no longer represent your country anymore. You now represent the universe, if you will. So Adey has stepped into probably a pretty big pair of shoes, but she's still got 6 months left in her reign. And I'm very, very excited to see what she does. Adey was recently placed in the top 10 at the Miss World pageant, where she competed as Miss World South Africa, and that is a pretty huge achievement. And she was also announced winner of the Beauty with a Purpose Award, along with four other contestants. Adey is a 26-year-old medical doctor and a lieutenant at 2 Mill Hospital in Cape Town. And she's done extremely well internationally, and I'm very, very excited to see what she does with the 6 months of her reign. So congrats, Adey. You looked absolutely beautiful, and I look forward to watching you on your new journey as our new Miss South Africa. Now, I don't know if the rest of you are starting to feel that festive cheer creeping in. It's everywhere, bar possibly the canned carols in Pick and Pay. I love Christmas. I'm a huge fan of Christmas, and I'm one of those go all out decorations, fake snow on the window kind of people. And I was at the Monte Christmas Village this past weekend, and I can really feel the Christmas spirit is heading into Joburg. It is a hectic time of year, so everybody wraps up their work for the year before they go on holiday, but I am super, super excited for the festive season. And in keeping with that, something that really will give it a little bit of a festive spin, the Imperial Ice Stars have arrived all the way from Russia in Joburg, and they are going to be performing Cinderella on Ice at Monte Casino. Now, I pictured myself a bit of an ice skater back in the day. My poor mother, I think I started skating when I was about 14. My poor mom had to ferry me to the ice rink, which wasn't that far away. It was probably about a 15-minute drive, initially once a week and then several times a week for my practices. I pictured myself as a bit of a Nancy Kerrigan, I think. And I'm super, super excited to get to see, for the first time, the Imperial Ice Stars, who have won international critical acclaim and 5-star reviews with their previous tours. They're going to be doing Cinderella this year, and it is going to be absolutely awesome. It is one of the most artistically challenging ice shows ever created, with a dramatic new interpretation of the classic tale conceived and choreographed by award-winning ice director Tony Mercer, and together with three of the world's most respected ice coaches, Olympic medalists, and what. I mean, this is probably the best that you're ever going to see. And I'm super, super excited to be heading through this week to go and check out Cinderella on Ice. So if you want to enter a world of magic and dazzling skating brilliance, then Cinderella on Ice is an unforgettable experience which is guaranteed to take your breath away. And it is the perfect festive season show for the whole family. So this is currently on at the Teatro at Monte Casino. It's going to be running until Saturday, the 6th of January. There's shows every Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. There's a variety of different times. There's matinees. The evening show is at 7. And then on Saturdays, there's a matinee at 3 and a main show at 7:30, and Sunday the matinee is 2 and a show again at 5:30. Tickets range from 150 Rand to 425 Rand. All the details are on my blog, heatherhook.com, and that is taking place at the Teatro at Monte Casino. I'm excited to see Cinderella on Ice. Yay! If you have not yet been to go and see the pantomime, do yourself a favor. Pinocchio is still running at Joburg Theatre. It is on until the 30th of December absolute highlight. Stellar performances from Toby Cronje and Andre Schwartz, Kanye Nokwe, and the rest of the cast, who did an absolutely brilliant job. And it is the perfect, also festive season show for the young and the young at heart. If you sit in the front row, be prepared to get in the action. There's a bit of a sing-along and loads of pointing out where the villains have run away to and all that kind of thing, as one would expect from the panto. But that really is another festive season highlight not to be missed. Running until the 10th of December, so that is this weekend, Sunday. You do not want to miss out. Rock of Ages, guys. It was absolutely brilliant. It is a sing-along, dance-and-yow party show with loads of humor, a couple of below-the-belt comments as well. But I had an absolutely wonderful time. And you don't want to miss out on the show. So whatever you do, make sure that you've got your tickets to see Rock of Ages, which is currently on at the Lyric Theatre at Gold Reef City. It is parental guidance advised. As I said, there was a little bit of a debaucherous goings on. And the performances are running Monday through Friday at 8 and Saturday and Sunday at 3 and again at 8 p.m. There's a variety of corporate, hospitality and group packages available through goldreefcity.co.za, and you don't want to miss out. Amazing, amazing cast. Josh Ainslie, The Voice SA Season 2 runner-up, Claire Taylor, Zach Hendricks, Craig Urbani, Andrew Webster, Natasha Funamurva, and the list just goes on and on. And of course, all your epic songs like I Wanna Rock, Don't Stop Believing, We Built the City, and loads more. And I had an absolute jaw. So all the deets are on my website, heatherhook.com. Go check out Rock of Ages and get your rock on. You've got 1 week left. Something to look forward to next year. The Color Purple is hitting our stage on the hitting Joburg Theatre stage, our stages, on the 31st of Jan next year. So it's just about a month and a bit. I've been talking about it for about a year. Much excitement. It is produced by Joburg Theatre and Bernard J. And they have just announced the casting of Lerato Mvelase as Shug Avery, the popular bluesy singer whom we meet in the musical At Death's Door. Now, you may remember there was another lady that was cast as Shug Avery. Her name was Morla Batsy. She has unfortunately had to withdraw from the cast for health reasons, and she has been replaced by Lerato. The Color Purple musical is directed by Janice Honeyman, who's also directing the pantomime. She's a busy woman. And the all-star South African cast also features Dintle Kunal as Sidi and Aubrey Pooh as Mr. And I'm very, very excited to see this show. I have only ever seen the movie with Oprah Winfrey, and I believe there was a Broadway show in 2015 where Jennifer Hudson took the lead role, and this has literally been a runaway smash hit. So if you want to get your tickets so long, that would probably be a really good idea. It's opening 31st of Jan 2018. And the official opening night will be on Sunday, the 4th of February, and it will run until Sunday, the 4th of March 2018. Tickets start from 240 Rand, and they are on sale. You can contact Joburg Theatre on 0861 670 670, or you can go online at joburgtheatre.com or book in person at the Joburg Theatre box office. You can also book at Pick and Pay stores as well. So that's heading our way in 2018. So if you are preparing your diary for next year, make sure that The Color Purple is in it. Speaking of shows you want to make sure you are in your diary, and I was excited before until I actually got to see Darcy Oak, Grand Illusionist from The Illusionist Show, live in person and chat to him, and I was absolutely blown away. Oh my goodness, he did some absolutely amazing card tricks, and I got to chat to him and find out a little bit more. So before I tell you about the show, have a little listen as I chat to Darcy Oak. Darcy, tell us, what can everyone expect, first of all?
Expect the unexpected, for sure. That's the thing, and that's the beautiful thing about a show like this, is that nobody really knows what to expect. And it is such a a high caliber and a high level of performer and material in the show. That it's stuff that literally each one of these people has spent their whole lives perfecting and honing. Yeah. That it's unbelievable.
Eight different acts,
yes.
Eight different things,
yeah.
From magic to disappearing stuff. To...
So essentially every person in the show specializes in a different genre or style of magic. So I'm doing the grand illusions, which is like the big stuff. Then there's a mind reader who does like the mentalism and sort of the thought,
yeah.
Psychological magic, an escape artist, a weapons master. There's literally so much jammed into the show, that, and every one of these performers literally has their own standalone show. They can do their own show, but we're taking the best of our material and combining it into just this one.
I have a feeling I'm probably going to have to see this like three times to just wrap my head around it,
that's
right?
That's the thing. That's because there's okay. So many moments in it that are like, wait, what? How? No, huh?
And
that,
they're on to the next
exactly,
thing. You're like, what?
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So tell us a bit about how you got into magic. How did you wind up doing this, and how long have you been doing this for?
I've been doing it since I was like 7 years
okay.
old. And basically, yeah, I saw a magic trick when I was a kid. I was six and a half, seven. And it was that feeling of being fooled. Like, it resonated with me so hard. I couldn't explain what happened, and I was like, "How? I want to be able to give that feeling to other people." So as soon as that moment happened for me, I was like going to the magic store in my town and like go to the library and watching VHS tapes and like anywhere I could find performers or material. And it was long before the days of YouTube, so you couldn't just go on the internet.
How to do it, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So. Yeah, it was the old school approach back then, libraries and VHS tapes.
And when did you realize this is what you wanted to do for the rest of your life?
Right away.
So
yeah,
this is my career. Mom and Dad, this is it.
Yeah, yeah, okay. And it's funny actually because like I couldn't imagine like a child going up to their parent and being like, yeah, I'm not going to go to university. I'm going to be a magician. You know, I'm sure
and
they're
your
like,
parents were like, cool.
Well, they were, yeah, they're super supportive. And it was like once I started like taking it really seriously, it was never like... You know, oh, what's your fallback plan? Or,
yeah.
Or you know, are you going to have a plan B? It was just like, when's your next show?
This
and
is
so,
it. It
yeah.
has to work.
And they were so supportive. And I don't think without that, like, support system, I would, like, keep driving to, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's like to have two parents that are like, yeah, do you. Like, go for it.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah.
Well, you're very
benefit.
Lucky. And we look forward to seeing you on the stage.
Thank
in
you very much.
In February. And, yeah, thank you so much.
Appreciate it. Thanks.
This guy is just passionate about magic. And we also got to watch a little bit of a clip of the show and what's coming up. And I am so excited. Ginger and Kaylin, who are part of the show, made a jumbo jet disappear once, you know. So if you can do that, I think you are pretty well qualified to blow my mind. And it looks absolutely mind-blowing. So whatever you do, make sure that you have your tickets for the show of 2018. The Illusionists are coming to the Teatro at Monte Cassino from Wednesday the 14th of February through to Sunday the 11th of March 2018. So you can expect, like Darcy said, everything from archery to mind reading to levitation to disappearing. They take the showmanship of the great illusionists of the past, like Harry Houdini, and it is new and modern and funky. They're all pretty young. This is going to be loads of fun for the entire family. I am so excited. I actually don't know what to do with myself. So all the details are on my site, heatherhook.com. It is not an illusion. The tickets are starting to sell pretty fast. You want to book now at CompuTicket by calling 0861-915-8000, or you can also visit Monty's website, which is montecasino.co.za, to book now. Make sure that you have your tickets for the Magical Illusionists. I am excited, folks. And I'm even more excited to have an absolutely amazing prize to give away on the show today. If you would like to win yourself a beautiful nomination bracelet. Now, you may remember I went through and caught up with Paolo and Alessandro from Nomination Jewelry when they were here in South Africa and they celebrated their 30th anniversary with us. I have one of these beautiful nomination bracelets valued at 2,200 Rand to give away. I'm so excited. So for those of you who missed the podcast, this was a concept that was created by Paolo in 1987. And the idea was to create an original personalized bracelet in stainless steel. So still chic and classy, but affordable, and a combination of unmistakable Italian style and superior craftsmanship that has become an absolutely amazing international success. The idea is basically that you buy a loved one or your child a nomination bracelet, and as they grow through the years, you can change the links. So it's called the composable. So you can take links off and put links on. You can change things around. But the idea is basically to grow your story. So you can buy different links with hearts, with things that you would buy to celebrate your memories. And I've got two bracelets, and I'm so looking forward this festive season when I've got some time off. I'm going to be heading through to the nomination suppliers and going to see how I can put together the most amazing life story in a bracelet, if you will. And if you want to change your mood, you can take some links out, you can change colors, you can do whatever you want. And I just love the look and feel of these bracelets. I'm absolutely crazy about them. So seeing as we are heading into the festive season, I know that you're probably looking for gifts. So here's a gift idea. And to stand a chance to win one of these absolutely beautiful bracelets valued at 2,200 Rand, you need to head on over to my website, which is heatherhook.com. You need to click on the competitions tab, and it'll be the competition right at the top. And it says win a nomination bracelet valued at 2,200 Rand. And all you have to do is answer an easy question, which is, tell me who you plan on spoiling with this amazing accessory, should you win. And myself is also an appropriate answer. I will consider those as well. I've had quite a few entries already. Everybody's really keen. So this would make a very cool Christmas gift. So make sure that you enter. Head on over to heatherhook.com, click on competitions, and then tell me who you'd spoil if you won the bracelet. That is it from me for this week. It has been an amazing show. So much on the go in Joburg. I hope I've given you some ideas of fun things to do and some dates to put in your calendar for next year. I, of course, am on social media. So if you're a social media butterfly like me and you want to connect with me on social media, you can catch me on Twitter. I'm Heather L. Hook. I'm also on Facebook, facebook.com/HeatherLHook. And I'm on Instagram, Heather Louise Hook. The website, in case you missed it, heatherhook.com. And I will be back with you next week, Tuesday, for another amazing show. I hope that you have a beautiful day. Your week and weekend are absolutely fantastic. And I'll be back with you next week, Tuesday. Lots of love. Bye.
Subscribe to this podcast on iTunes or log into www.nicheradio.co.za.